Ready to win? It's time for Fillin' It Friday with Duke and Dave on the SVI Radio Network.
7:14 on a Friday morning, and Mr. David Kazare is here.
How's it going, Mr. Duke Dance?
Doing well. Yourself?
Well, you know, I can't complain too bad. I've survived Halloween. I think they should give a t-shirt out or something saying that you're able to get through it. But we did it. We made it through.
Not only did you survive it as a parent, you survived it as an elementary school teacher. And I don't know how you guys... I don't know how you do it.
Well, you know, it's really all about eternal perspective. Yeah. It's all about, you know, what's going to come in the next life for me. Because I'll tell you what, there's a special place in heaven for elementary school teachers after going through Halloween.
You know, I will say this, though. I will say this. I'm a little peeved that my kids, at least, don't have school today. Because that's the greatest thing about a weekday Halloween is we sugar high them up. They go to bed late. They get up early. And we just send them off to you guys. And you guys take care of them for the day. Now we have to deal with that.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, I can't say officially, but I would assume, to use Dal Erickson's word, there's a little strategery going on there from Lincoln County School District number 2. And I think it's brilliant. Okay. It's straight up brilliant. And that is those kids. They need to be at home today after a nice big old Halloween.
No, I think the teachers need to be at home today after a nice yeah. big old
I'll agree
Halloween
to that too.
Is
I'll
what
agree
it
to
is.
That as well.
Yeah. So, well, as always, Dave, we have some great prizes and some not so great prizes to give away today.
That's right. It all depends on how our listeners are feeling. We do have some very good prizes this morning. Also some pretty awful prizes as well. It all depends on how they're feeling this
That's
morning.
That's right. And by the way, the big prize today has something a little extra big yeah. in it for our listeners, especially if there's anyone out there that likes to cheer for the Aggies or the Cougars. Mm-hmm. You may want to play Phone mm-hmm. It Friday today.
Yeah. I think you'll be very interested.
So give us a call at 307-885-5778, 307-885-5778, if you would like to play Phone It Friday. And, of course, you must be at least 10 years of age or older. And if you played Phone It Friday any time in the last 30 days, we'll ask you to take a break. We do have our first caller on the line. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Denton.
Denton?
Yes.
Hey, Denton, what town are you calling from this morning?
I'm on my way to work this morning. I'm almost at Fade.
Okay. All right. Cool. Let's play Fillin' It Friday.
Good morning, Denton. Here we go this morning. Today is the first day of what month? Is it A, April, B, November, or C, Wednesday?
November.
You got it, Denton. All right, now, you've got a chance to win something very nice this morning. Which number are you feeling? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Let's go with number 3.
Going with number 3. And this morning, Denton just won. It's a pile of empty Halloween candy wrappers.
You're joking.
No. It's funny because they're all Reese's, and I don't know how they were taken out of my kid's bucket and eaten last night. I don't know what happened.
I love that response. You're joking. No. Please tell me you're joking.
You can't be serious. Unfortunately, Denton, we are.
Oh.
Thanks for calling in. Hope the rest of your weekend goes a bit better.
Thanks, guys.
All right, ciao. See you later.
Dang it. Poor Denton did not get the big prize this morning, but he did get a pile of those empty Halloween candy wrappers.
Now, I wasn't gross about it. I didn't, like, lick them off.
You're not
so,
that guy.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's there's good. Still some residual.
Yeah, you know,
if he would like it.
That's a good point. When I was a kid, I didn't have any respect, you know, and I would just go ahead and do that. But I've kind of finally got to that point where if there's caramel stuck on there, I let it stay. I don't go to town.
That's good for you.
I think it's kind of a health hazard, actually, more than anything. I could inhale that sucker.
Our second caller's on the line. Good morning. Who is this?
You're talking Shayla.
Hello. Who is this?
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
I'm Shay Frazier.
Shay, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
Are you nervous, Shay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry. It's just me and Dave. Just me and
just
Dave today.
That's all it is.
All right.
It's let's not play. Too intimidating, then.
Let's play Phil to Friday. Here we go.
I have a feeling Shay was thrown into this position for some reason. Shay, here's your question this morning. What holiday was yesterday? A, Halloween, B, Thanksgiving, or C, April Fool's?
A Halloween.
Ah, you got it, Shay. Shay, did you go out? What did you dress up as? Come on.
Okay, well, actually, I was three people yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Do tell.
I trick-or-treated as a witch. Even though my brother thinks I'm a witch all day.
Oh, okay.
And then I was a gypsy and Batman.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Nice job.
Yeah, that's impressive.
So did you get three pieces of candy at every door?
I only went for the big one.
Oh, yeah. Go big or go home.
Man, this Shay knows how to Halloween.
That's right. I got to take some notes. Good job, Shay.
Learning things this morning.
All right, Shay, you got the question right. Now comes the hard part. You got to tell us what number you're feeling this morning. You do have a better chance of winning something nice, though. Are you feeling number one, number two, or number four?
No, I don't know.
Hey, quiet back there!
Okay, four.
Going with number four. And this morning, Shay just won. Good job, Shay. You got two tickets to tomorrow's BYU at Utah State football game in Logan, an oil change from Rocky Mountain Yeti in Afton, and a quart of ice cream from Shoveway Farms. It's all yours. How you feeling over there?
Excited, bro. I love Maggie.
Very good.
I get the feeling you're not the only excited one this morning. I don't know what gives me that impression. Hey, Shay, thanks for calling in. We have all your prizes, including the tickets, over here at SBI, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, ciao. Have a good one. See you later.
Very good. Very good. That's dedication, though. Three different costumes.
Yes.
Wow.
And then just staking out the houses that he knows have the big candies.
Yeah, that's smart. That's
efficiency.
That's Halloween 101, I suppose, is the staking out part.
But exactly what it is.
Wow. Well, that's pretty. Well, Duke, we do still have one more good prize hanging out there.
That's true. So give us a call at 885-5778, 307 885-5778. Shane won the tickets, etc. But as Dave said, still something extremely tasty to be won this morning. 307-885-5778 if you'd like to have a crack at it this morning. Or you could win our second bad prize as well.
That's right. And, who doesn't want a bad prize, right? Come on.
Well, I can't believe Denton hasn't swung by already to pick up his prize that he won this morning.
Yeah, come on.
Third and final caller on the line. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Daryl.
Hey, Daryl, what town are you calling from?
Well, I'm just pulling into work and out.
All right, let's play Feeling It Friday.
Good morning, Daryl. Here we go this morning on Feeling It Friday. All right, now think about this. What is 5 plus 5? Is it A6, B10, or C97?
Take your time.
Let's put B10.
Okay. All right, we've got a smarty pants on our hands here. All right. Well, Mr. Smarty Pants, do you think you can choose the good prize out of the two remaining? Are you feeling number one or feeling number two?
Let's put number one today.
Feeling number one. And this morning, Daryl just won. Oh, my heavens. It's a quart of ice cream from Shumway Farms. You did it, Daryl. Good job.
We have a certificate here at SBI for you, Daryl. Swing by and pick it up anytime.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Ciao. Have a good one.
We'll throw in also number two. That's a broken pen for Daryl as a bonus this morning.
Yep. Got a couple of those laying around. Not anymore, though. Thanks, Daryl.
Yeah. But why do we keep those things?
For Daryl.
Oh, just for Daryl. Yeah. It's so frustrating because you push the thing and it won't go back in.
I know.
And you try to write with it and then it goes in all of a sudden.
Well, if you would quit breaking them all the time, we wouldn't even have the issue.
How do you know it's me? How do you blame it on me?
Well, I don't know. Just a hunch.
Well, Duke, happy Halloween yesterday and happy November today.
Yeah, you as well. Thanks for coming in, Dave.
Good as always, Duke.